certainty as possible, Jane.
Helen Willetts, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 5th of August. There are warnings of gales in Malin, Hebrides and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight, low Scotland, 1,002, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira, east 40s. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Thundery showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. West 40s, Cromartie. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, then northwesterly, 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Thundery showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later, then veering northwest, 5 or 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, south, 3 or 4, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Southwest, veering west or northwest, except in German Bight, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except in White. Showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or northwest, veering northeast later in Biscay, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in southeast. Showers, thundery in west, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Irish Sea, decreasing 2 to 4 in Sole and later also in Shannon and Rockall. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic, becoming northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Bailey, north 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 3 or 4. Showers, good. Fair Isle, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, then backing northwesterly later. Rain, fog patches in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast and poor elsewhere. Faroes, northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first in southeast. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, becoming southwesterly, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 2. Recent drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,002 falling slowly. Stornoway, north by east, 5. Heavy drizzle, 1,700 metres, 1,001 falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast, 5. Rain, 1,006 now rising. Lucas, west by south, 3. 24 miles, 1,003 now rising. Bridlington, southwest, 3. 1,005 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5. 5 miles, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5. 5 miles, 1,013. Jersey, west-southwest, 4. Recent rain, 8 miles, 1,014 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 4. 1,013. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest, 5. 8 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Valentia, north-northwest, 3. Recent rain, 14 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 5. 13 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west, 5. Slight showers, 2 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 5th of August. The general situation, an area of low pressure currently centred over Scotland, will move away slowly northeastwards during the next 24 hours. Winds will remain strong, perhaps touching gale force in some northern areas, and there will be further rain or showers for many northern and western parts, especially across Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 at first, except in far north, otherwise northeasterly, backing northerly 4 to 6, then backing northwesterly later and increasing 7 at times in east. Rain or showers, thundery for a time in south, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, then west or northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, becoming thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 or 4, veering west 5 to 7, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west 5 or 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, veering westerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers for a time at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, then veering northwest later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, westerly or southwesterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in east, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, then rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, except in far north. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 3 to 5 again later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4 at first near Sutherland, otherwise northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Finally, Shetland Isles, northeast, backing north later 4 to 6. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day with the Reverend Carolyn Skinner.
Good morning. Cliff Young was an Australian farmer who ran an ultramarathon in 1983, aged 61. He arrived to compete in overalls and work boots, though he did end up accepting a pair of trainers, and without his dentures because they rattled when he ran. He ran at a slow pace, which became known as the Cliff Young Shuffle, and trailed the pack by a large margin at the end of the first day. While the other competitors stopped to sleep, Cliff Young woke up at 2 a.m. and kept running. He ran 544 miles non-stop, and after 5 days and 15 hours finished in first place, 10 hours ahead of everyone else, and completely unaware that there was a prize. Before running the race, he told the press that he had previously run for 2 to 3 days straight, rounding up sheep in gumboots. He said that during the race, he imagined he was running after sheep trying to outrun a storm. He had built endurance through everyday life and wasn't fazed by flashy brands, new techniques, or toned athletes around him. Often, it's the everyday things that prepare us for the hard things. The slow and steady rhythms of creating good habits. Habits that will strengthen our bodies, protect our minds, and deepen our faith. As we do so, we press on. We